Brother
and sister, would you please turn your Bible to the book of Ruth, chapter 2. Book of Ruth, chapter 2. Verse 1.
那阿米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。Now
Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
我们再读第八节到十三节。We
will now read from verses 8 to 13.
波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。
Verse 8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maize.
我的仆人在那块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw.
路德就伏伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？”
Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I'm a foreigner?
波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。”Boaz
replied to her, All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me. And how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not previously know.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。May
the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord and the God of Israel under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
路德说：“我主啊。” 愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。Then
she said, I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me, and indeed have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I'm not like one of your maidservants.
好，请我们低头再有点祷告。You
help out again. We will have a further word of prayer.
主，感谢你每次来到你面前，我心是何等欢喜快乐。
Oh Lord, we thank you that every time we come before you, our hearts simply rejoice and how glad we are.
那我们知道每一次来到你的会中，你总是要施恩给我们。
Because we know every time as we come into your assembly, you will give your grace to us.
你都要恩待我们这些属乎你的人。
I'll be gracious again to us who belong to you.
这样每次真是经历到你话语的宝贵，经历到你话语，充满了恩典。
So that every time we will enter into the preciousness and the fullness of your word.
巴不得每次来到你会中，所有的人，心都向你打开。
If only that every time as we are gathered here, every person's heart would be open to you.
让我们心也能够谦卑，在你面前，好叫你话真是有落脚之处。
And also, we will humble our hearts so that your word has a place to fall back on.
让我们带着渴慕寻求的心来到你的施恩座前。
Oh, we'll all come to your throne of grace with this seeking and earnest heart.
让你照着你丰盛恩典来对待我们这些称呼你名下的人。
Oh, deal with us who are called in your name according to the multitude of your grace.
叫每次真是一同在你面前，一同蒙恩典。
So every time, every place that when we are gathered here, we will receive your grace.
一同在这里能够领受你栽种的道。
And here we will receive your implanted word.
借你的话来建造我们。
And through your word, edify us.
叫我们这些人越过越生命能够成熟起来。
So that our life will mature.
叫你更多安息在我们心中。
Then you can rest in our hearts.
我们愿等候在你面前。
Lord, we simply wait before you.
使人听我们祷告。
May you be gracious to us and hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 让早晨呢，也和弟兄姊妹继续来看路德记。
Now this morning, I'd like to continue further with you on the book of Ruth.
我们说到路德跟随她婆婆从摩亚地回到犹大地的伯利恒。
We know that Ruth, following her mother-in-law, came back from Moab to Bethlehem.
我们说伯利恒乃是一个神应许之地。
And we know Bethlehem is a place where God has placed His promises on.
是一个属神的地方。
This is a place that belongs to God.
对着一个外邦人路德来说, 这是一个陌生的地方。
But as for Ruth, this Moabitess, this is a strange place.
是一个新的环境。
It's a new environment to her.
在伯利恒这里许多事情是 路德所不知道所不明白的。
So many things in Bethlehem are new to Ruth who does not understand.
所以当路德来到这个地的时候, 她开始过一个新的生活。
So as Ruth came to this new land and living a new life,
当她需要再过一个新的生活的时候, 她必须对这个环境, 对这许多人事物, 她有新的一个认识。
So in this new life, she had to come to understand so many different men's things and matters.
弟兄姊妹，我们说到路德的经历，不过是说明我们一个蒙恩的儿女得救以后开始一步步的经历。
Now, brothers and sisters, we mentioned that the experience of Ruth is just the experience of all of us who have been saved by grace.
当有一天我们信耶稣，我们拣选主做我们的救主。
Now, after the day that we believe in Jesus and have chosen Him as our Savior,
我们因着他的恩典，我们进到神的家。
Then, because of His grace, we now enter into the house of God.
这是一个属神的地方。
And this is the place that belongs to God.
在神的家里面，原来对我们是一个陌生的环境。
In the house of God, this place was unfamiliar to all of us.
所以当我们蒙恩进到神的家以后，我们知道在这里的许多事物是我们从前不知道的。
And after we enter into the house of God, we know there are so many things which we do not understand before.
所以当我们要开始过一个基督徒新的生活的时候，我们对这个环境，我们必须有一些认识，有一些明白。
So as we start our new Christian journey, we need to get to understand some aspects of new life.
我们才知道如何来过基督徒属灵的生活。
In order to live a spiritual journey.
我们上次说到，当路德开始要一天的工作生活之前。
Now, last time we mentioned that before Ruth started her life, her day,
圣经乃是先提到波阿斯这个人。
The Bible first mentions Boaz.
就是说他必须对波阿斯有一个认识。
So Ruth had to know Boaz to a certain extent.
我们知道从后面开始，从这里后面开始呢，我们就看见所有记载都是关系到波阿斯和路德之间的来往的对话。
Now, later on, you will see all the accounts in the book of Ruth is about a dialogue between Boaz and Ruth.
波阿斯成为路德生活的一个中心。
So Boaz became the center of Ruth's life.
有人告诉我们说，这个波阿斯就是代表主耶稣基督。
Now, some people tell us that Boaz is a type of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们蒙恩得救，我们进到神的家，成为神的儿女。
After we are saved by grace, after we enter God's house and becoming His children,
神就把主耶稣基督摆在我们面前。
Then God has placed Jesus Christ before us.
我们要开始过基督徒的生活，头一件事情，我们要认识主，他到底是谁。
So before we start this Christian life, first thing we have to know is who this Lord is.
我们必须对他有更多的认识。
We have to have more understanding of Him.
而在这里，乃是告诉我们，波阿斯是路德一个至敬的亲属。
And here it tells us that Boaz is a kinsman of Naomi.
这位代表主耶稣基督的这一位，他是我们至敬的亲属。
Now this Boaz, who typifies our Lord Jesus, is our very close kinsman redeemer.
他和我们有个密切的关系。
Who has this intimate relationship with us.
他不仅是至高的神。
Not only is he the God on high.
有一天他亲自道成肉身来到地上。
But one day he became flesh and he came to the world.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他和我们成为一个有血肉肢体的人。
In the book of Hebrews, we read that he's just like us who has participated in the blood and flesh.
所以主耶稣作为人，他在地上经历人生各种的遭遇环境。
So our Lord Jesus as a man had experienced all kinds of circumstances.
他也会疲倦，他也需要休息。
He was one time tired and he needed a rest.
他也会难过。
And he was sorrowful.
有时候他也会流泪。
And sometimes he even shed his tears.
因为他凡事与我们都一样。
Because in all things he was made just like us.
他也受过各样的试探。
He was also tempted by all kinds of temptations.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
因着他经历人生各种的境遇。
And because he had gone through all aspects of life.
所以他能够体恤我们这些有血肉肢体的人。
So he was able to sympathetic with us who are in flesh.
他是我们至近的亲属，他是我们的好朋友。
Therefore, he is our good friend. He is our closest kinsman.
所以我们可以随时来到他施恩的座前。
So all the time we can come before his throne of grace.
来得他连续得他恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
To find grace to receive mercy in the time of need.
所以在这里路德认识到，原来在这个伯利恒这个地方有一位他至近的亲属波阿斯。
So Ruth came to know that in Bethlehem she had this closest kinsman.
并且这位波阿斯呢，他是一个大财主。
And also this Boaz was very rich.
这波阿斯原来意思就是说，在他有能力。
Boaz means power is in him.
所以他不仅他虽然是有个肉身血肉肢体。
So not only are Boaz had this flesh.
主耶稣他成为肉身肢体。
Our likewise our Lord also became flesh.
但是在他有能力。
However, in him is.
所以他不仅能够体恤我们软弱，体恤我们许多的苦楚。
So not only did our Lord sympathize with our anguish, all our problems.
但他更有能力拯救我们脱离许多的困境。
Even more, he had this power to relieve us from all these problems.
救我们脱离许多的试探和软弱。
Deliver us from all the weaknesses and temptations.
因为圣经说到他是那位天天背负我们重担的主。
Because the Bible tells us that he is the very God who bears our burdens every day.
所以我们不仅可以来到他面前得到他一点的连续。
So not only we could come before him receiving mercy.
我们可以把一切重担苦楚卸在他肩上。
But also we can let down all our burdens and all our bitterness.
他担当我们重担，他负我们一切责任。
Because he bears our burdens and he takes responsibility for us all.
他更是那位大财主。
Even more, he's the wealthy one.
他是那位生命丰富的主。
He's the Lord of an abundant life.
因为神本性一切丰富的有形有体的居住在主耶稣基督里面。
Because in Christ Jesus, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form.
所以我们蒙恩以后，我们知道一切所有需要主都能够供应我们。
So we do know that after we're saved by grace, God can provide supplies all our needs.
在他里面，我们一点毫无缺欠。
So in him we lack nothing.
这是路德需要认识波阿斯原来是这样一个至近的亲属。
Now this is the point where Ruth had to come to know that this Boaz as her closest redeemer.
当路德开始要工作的时候，他也需要知道在这个新的环境里面要接受一些的带领和帮助。
And also, before Ruth started working, she knew that she needed some kind of help and some kind of guidance.
所以当她开始要生活的时候，她乃是来到波阿斯面前，问他说：“容我去。”
So before she started her working, she came before Boaz and said, please let me go.
我们知道在当时是一个任意而行的一个环境，一个背景。
We know in that circumstance,where everybody did whatever was fit in his own eyes.
每一个人都凭着他自己的喜好在那里行每一件事情。
Now every person did whatever pleases him or her according to his or her own liking.
但是当路德来到这个伯利恒，他知道要寻求，不是照着自己的意思。
However, when Ruth came to Bethlehem, she knew that she had to ask for guidance, not doing whatever she liked.
她乃是先谦卑来到这位年长的拉俄米的面前。
Therefore, she humbled herself and she came before this elderly Naomi.
寻求她的帮助，寻求她的带领。
And asking for her help, her guidance.
虽然拉俄米曾经也失败过。
Although Naomi failed herself once.
她曾经往那个神所做主的摩亚地区。
Because she once went to the place cursed by God, Moab.
往那个代表那个世界污秽的一个地方去。
And Moab represents all the filthiness of the world.
但是经过一些年日，神在他身上做一些十字架工作对付。
Now after all these years, that God had dealt with her in the way of cross.
因为他曾说是耶和华伸手来攻击他。
Because Naomi once said that it is the Lord who stretched out his hand against her.
是全能者使他受苦。
The Almighty had made her suffer.
这个经过十字架对付工作的人，有一天再回到伯利恒。
So, this person who has been dealt with the work of the cross again went back to Bethlehem.
她仍然是熟悉神的律法。
She continued to know the laws of God.
为什么路德她知道要到田里可以去拾取麦穗呢？
But why is that Ruth knew that she could go into the field gleaning the wheat?
因为纳俄米知道这是神律法里面的规定。
Because Naomi knew this is ordinance of God's law.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩进到神的家，我们头一个也要学习在神的教会里面寻求一些在走在我们前面年长的弟兄姊妹的帮助。
So brothers and sisters, after we receive God's grace and enter into His house, we also need to seek the guidance from those brothers and sisters who are advanced in the Lord.
只有一个谦卑愿意接受人带领帮助的人。
Only a person who is humble enough to seek others' guidance.
像路德一样，他底下就慢慢可以经历到这个波阿斯的恩典的丰富。
As Ruth was, then can this person gradually experience God's grace?
当我们有这样的心来到神面前的时候，
Now when we do have this kind of heart to come before Lord,
我们愿谦卑在神面前，神就一步一步带领我们来经历主耶稣基督一切的丰富。
And we're willing to humble us before Him, so God will lead us to experience step by step the fullness of Christ.
并且我们看见路德在那里拾取麦穗的时候，
And here as we see Ruth gleaning in the field.
他从早晨直到晚上。
She worked from morning until night, now.
只是稍微休息一下，他一直在殷勤的工作，殷勤的工作。
There diligently she was working. She only took a short break.
因为这是一个新的生命里面自然的一个需要。
Because this is a natural need of a new life.
主耶稣，他是生命的粮。
Because our Lord is the bread of life.
他是生命的话语。
He is the very word of life.
虽然当我们蒙恩得救的时候，也许不能够直接从主领受一些生命的话。
So after we have been saved by grace, even though we cannot on our own to receive God's word.
但是我们看见路德，他是跟着使女在后面拾起麦穗。
But as Ruth was, he was following Boaz's maidservant to glean the wheat.
他就能够拾起一些他生命上所需要粮食。
And she was able to pick up some of the bread of her life.
所以当我们蒙恩出蒙恩的时候，我们也许自己不能从主直接有领受话语。
So likewise, when we first are saved by grace, maybe we cannot directly receive God's word.
但是若是我们有渴慕的心，我们跟着弟兄姊妹后面走。
But if we do have this longing heart, seeking heart, then following other brothers and sisters.
我们跟着弟兄姊妹一同来追求主。
And seeking the Lord together with your brothers and sisters.
我们会看见我们里面就会常常也得饱足。
Then we'll see that in our hearts we'll often be satisfied.
我想这是一个人信了主以后最基本的一个学习。
And I believe this is the most fundamental lesson that a person who has believing the Lord.
那我们看见路德慢慢就他开始要经历到认识到这位波阿斯他是怎样为大财主。
And Ruth will gradually come to know how rich this Boaz was.
所以当他在那里拾起麦穗的时候，他在那里遇见了波阿斯。
And right there, while she was gleaning in the field, she came across Boaz.
我想不是他遇见了波阿斯，乃是波阿斯遇见了他。
And I believe it's not that she met Boaz, but instead Boaz met her.
是波阿斯先注意到路德这个小女子。
It is Boaz who first took notice of this little woman.
所以在第八节一开头的那里就告诉我们说，波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊。
Therefore in verse 8 starting, it starts like, Boaz said Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter.
女儿啊。
My daughter.
这是波阿斯头一句对路德所说的话。
This is the first remark that Boaz made to Ruth.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话是他充满了恩典，充满了慈爱。
And brothers and sisters, this saying is full of grace, full of loving kindness.
充满了怜悯，充满了安慰。
Full of comfort, full of mercy.
他对路德说，女儿啊。
And he said to Ruth, my daughter.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣第一次来到拉撒勒他长大的地方。
Brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus came to the birthplace of Lazarus for the first time,
他进到会堂里面，在那里要教训人。
When he went into Nazareth the first time, he went into the synagogue and teaching.
有人把先知以赛亚书拿给他。
And some people handed him the book of Isaiah.
他翻到一处，在那记载说。
And he opened the scroll to the place where it says,
他说主的灵在我身上，他用膏膏我。
The spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
That I will preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我去报告被掳得释放。
And he sent me to the prison to receive a freedom.
瞎眼得看见，被受压制的得自由。
The blind would see, the oppressed would be set free.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And to proclaim the year of acceptance.
当那些犹太人听见这样的话的时候。
When all those Jews heard this saying.
他们就稀奇。
And they were amazed.
他们说他口中出恩言。
They said this person's mouth proceeded with word of grace.
从主耶稣的口中发出来每一句话都是恩典的话语。
Every word that's being uttered from our Lord's mouth is a word of grace.
弟兄姊妹，那一句对路德所说话，女儿啊，这实在是一句非常宝贵的话。
So brother and sister, this is saying of my daughter, how precious this is.
难怪路德听见这句话的时候，他马上俯伏在那里敬拜他。
No wonder when Ruth heard this of this saying, right away she fell down on her face and.
因为他想，他既然是原来是一个外邦人。
And worshipful as saying that, being she was a foreigner.
怎么蒙你这样的恩典呢?
How could she receive such favor?
怎么? Why? 为什么?
Why?
她没办法明白她这样一个摩亚的外邦人今天来到伯利恒这位大财主居然对她头一句话说女儿啊女儿啊
How could she being a Moabite, a foreigner came to the land of Bethlehem and now being addressed as my daughter?
摩亚人乃是代表一个污秽肮脏的一个人。
Now, a Moabite represents a filthy, dirty person.
现在居然这位大财主竟然对他说出这样的恩典的话语。
But this wealthy person shall say such word of grace to her.
这一句话实在摸到路德灵里的深处。
Now, this saying really has touched the very depth of her spirit.
他说我虽然不及你一个使女，你还用这样慈爱的话来安慰我。
She said, I'm really less than one of your maid servants, but you've comforted us with this saying.
弟兄姊妹，你曾经因着主向你说一句话，你里面感受到这是何等恩典的话语。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt of the Lord's word is of so much grace when he spoke to you?
你曾经因着主向你说那一句话，女儿啊。
Have you ever experienced the saying from the Lord, my daughter?
原来我们都是一个外邦人。
Because we were all foreigners.
现在进到神的家。
Now we enter God's house.
居然成为神的儿女。
Now we become God's children.
弟兄姊妹，你曾经因着主一些话，让你心感动到一个地步，你在匍匐敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, have your hearts were so touched by some of the words from our Lord that you simply bow down and worship Him?
你是否曾经因着读主的话？眼泪掉下来吗?
Have you ever shed your tears from reading God's word?
或是你曾经唱一首诗歌让你的心都脆了?
Or have you ever sung a hymn that your heart seems to be broken?
让你的眼泪不住地流下来吗?
That your tears simply welled up and down your face.
弟兄姊妹，我们诗歌那一首主爱长阔高深。
Brothers and sisters, there is one hymn in our hymnal, and how great is our Lord's love of such measure of depth and depth and height. The lyricist is saying that, oh, the Lord's love is of such measure of depth, deep, length, width, length, and depth and height.
实在无法测度。
It simply cannot fathom.
不然像我这样的罪人。
a sinner like me?
怎能满被恩泽？
How can we be saved and receiving His grace?
弟兄姊妹，你想到主的爱、主的恩典，为什么就降临到我们身上？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of God's grace being poured upon us like this way?
我们从来不知道，从来不明白。
Which we never understand, which we never grasp.
但是主的爱有一天就临到我们身上。
However, the Lord's love simply comes upon us just one day like this.
主爱长阔高深。
How deep and how great is our Lord's love?
这一首诗歌感动了多少神的儿女？
And how many people this hymn has touched all the saints?
若不是主恩典临到我们身上，我们不过是一个与神隔绝的一个外邦人。
Now, if not for God's grace coming upon us, we are just being alienated from God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读神的话每一句话的时候，我们都是摸到里面的灵。
So brothers and sisters, as we read God's word, if we do touch the very spirit of His word,
我们就摸到里面的生命。
Then we will touch the inner life.
我们就有生命的感觉。
And then we will have this feeling of life.
我们不能读主的话，只单单在那个字句里面打转。
We cannot simply focusing on the very letters of the word.
我们不能只站在道理是预定还是拣选。
We cannot simply focusing on whether this is election or predestination.
我们不能只站在引经据典来说明到底是神先拣选我们，还是我们神预定了我们，还是我们去拣选他做我们救主。
We cannot simply recite all the related verses and trying to find out whether we have been predestined, or this is simply by an election.
除非你摸到神话背后那个灵。
Unless you have really touched the spirit behind all God's word.
你才能摸到那个生命的主。
Then could you really touch this Lord of life?
你才知道主话的宝贵。
And you would know how precious His word is.
你才会渴慕寻求主。
Then you would long for Him and you would seek Him out.
当人犯罪以后，神对人头一句话是说了什么呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, after man fell and sinned, what's the first saying that God said?
神对亚当说,
God said to Adam,
你在哪里?
Where are you?
这一句话不是一个警察在抓小偷的话。
Now, this is not saying that like a policeman is trying to catch a thief.
这一句话呢，是一个母亲失去那个迷失的小孩子在寻找哀痛的话。
It's a poignant saying of a mother who has lost her child.
因为当人犯罪以后，人走迷了。
Because after man's sin, man had gone astray.
神亲自来寻找罪人。
But God himself came to seek the sinners.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
所以当波斯对路德说，女儿啊。
So as Boaz said to Ruth here, my daughter.
路德里面实在是觉得受宠若惊。
In Ruth's heart, she just couldn't realize that she was so highly favored.
我不过是一个外邦人，更不及你一个使女当中的任何一个人。
She said, I'm just a foreigner. I'm even less than one of your maidservants.
她里面充满了不配的感觉。
She felt that she was so unworthy in her heart.
正如保罗一样。
Just as Paul was.
他说比众圣徒当中的最小的还要小。
He said that he was less than the least of all the saints.
然而你还赐恩给我。
However, you gave me your grace.
用怎么这是一个认识神恩典里面所发出来一个感觉。
Brother and sister, this is the feeling of a person who truly knows what God's grace is.
完全是个不配得这样恩典的一个人。
This is the feeling of a person who feels he is not worthy to receive the grace.
但是恩典就是这样临到他身上。
However, grace just comes to this person like this.
让他觉得实在是受宠若惊。
Therefore, this person is startled, feeling that he was so highly favored.
路德原来是外邦人，是与以色列神是隔绝的一个人。
Now, Ruth was a foreigner who was alienated from God.
今天却进到神的家，成为神的儿女。
However, today she entered into God's house and she became one of God's children.
何等尊贵的一个身份。
What a noble status this is.
用什么？这就是我们得救的故事。
So, brother and sister, this is the story of our salvation.
所以当使徒约翰到他年老的时候。
Therefore, Apostle John, when he became old.
他要叫我们注意一件事情。
He wanted us to focus on one thing.
他说，你看，你看。
And he said, behold, behold.
叫我们看什么呢?
What is he What is that he wants us to behold?
他说神赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
He said what manner of love this is.
叫我们得称为神的儿女。
That we should be called the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道做神的儿女这句话内容所包含的是何等的深，何等广。
Oh, brothers and sisters, do you know the width, the depth of the saying that you are the child of God?
我们原来是局外人。和神家里所发生的事，每件事情是没有相干的。
We were in the beginning alienated from God's house, had nothing to do with Him.
但是有一天，神悦纳了我们，叫我们成为他的儿女。
But one day God received us that we should become His children.
儿女就是一个承受产业，一个后嗣。
And we know children are to receive inheritance.
神要把他一切丰富都赐给我们这些属乎他的儿女。
Heirs of God, a whole bunch of His fullness.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的爱！
Brothers and sisters, what kind of love this is?
这是何等的恩典！
And what kind of grace this is?
所以波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，女儿啊。”
Therefore, Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, my daughter."
怪不得路德要俯伏在那里。
No wonder Ruth right away fell down on her face.
弟兄姊妹，你曾经因着神这样的话，让我们俯伏在神面前来敬拜他吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever fell down before our Lord to worship Him like in such a way?
他说：“女儿啊，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。”
And Boaz said, "My daughter, do not go to glean another field."
不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。
Do not go to glean in another field.
在这里是路德生活的一个境界范围。
So this place should be the boundary of her life.
这是波阿斯的田。
And this is the field of Boaz.
这是路德所有生命需要供应的一个地方。
This is the place where all Ruth's needs in her life could be supplied.
今后路德所有生活需要都是从这一块田里面得到供应。
And all the needs of Ruth's life from now on can be provided for.
你不要往别人田里去。
So don't go to another person's field.
弟兄姊妹，当我们进到神的家，成为神的儿女。
So brothers and sisters, as we enter into God's house and becoming His children,
我们要看见这里是父的家。
We need to see that right here is the house of God.
这里口粮有余。
Here there is abundance of all the bread.
这里是我们所有生属灵生命需要的一个所在。
Here is our spiritual life's need.
用什么生命的需要从哪里得着呢
？So brothers and sisters, where can we supply all the needs of our spiritual life?
只有在主的田里面。
Only in the Lord's field.
不要往别人的田里去。
Do not go to another person's field.
别人的田是什么呢？
And what is another person's field?
世界是一个大的田地。
We know that world is just the greatest field.
好像范围那么大。
The boundary so immense.
好像里面有各种吸引人的地方。
In which there are so many things that are so appealing.
但是。
But.
当我们信主年日慢慢越久 越过越久的时候。
But as we grow in the Lord.
我们就知道只有主的田才满足我们的需要。
We know that only the Lord's field can satisfy us.
这世界的田不过像一块大的旷野而荒凉之地而已。
This field in the world is just like the great and dreary wilderness.
没有一件事情，没有一样东西可以满足我们内心的需要。
Nothing from it can actually satisfy the needs of our hearts.
主对我们说：“不要往别人的田里去。”
Therefore, the Lord says, "Do not go to another person's field."
你真正所需要的，只有在这里才能够得到满足。
Whatever you need most can only be satisfied here.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的田。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's field.
我们不要往世界而去。
Don't go to the field of the world.
我们不要像纳俄米曾经下到摩亚这个世界地方去。
Don't be like Naomi who once went into Moab.The world.
在那经过许多苦，她才回头。
And there she suffered so much, and then she came back.
学到许多功课，她才回到神的家。
After she learned so many lessons, then eventually she went back to God's house.
我们只要一直在主的田里面。
For us, we simply have to stay put in God's field.
我们所有需要在这里都可以得到供应。
Because all our needs are provided here.
这里也是我们工作服事的地方。
And right here is the place where we should serve and we should work.
路德在这里不仅拾取麦穗，供应他生命上一点的需要。
Now Boaz not only allowed Ruth to glean in his field to provide for her some needs of her life.
他在这里工作, 在这里服侍波阿士,
but Ruth actually was serving Boaz and also worked all her way in that field.
主耶稣曾经说到一个葡萄园的比喻。
Now the Lord once speaks of this parable of vineyard.
他呼召人进到他葡萄园里面工作,
as he called people to come in to work in his vineyard.
用什么? 神的家就是神的葡萄园。
Brothers and sisters, God's house is God's vineyard.
是神经营的所在。
That's where God work all his work.
当我们蒙恩得救进到神家, 我们在这里与神同工来经营这一块田地。
Now after we are saved by grace, together with God, we all enter into God's house to build his house.
叫这一块田地能够出产更多粮食供应人的需要。
So this field can produce abundantly all the crops to satisfy all others' needs.
叫神的儿女生命能够长大成熟。
So that God's children's life could mature.
所以 波阿斯就对吕多说, 你不要往别人田里去。
Therefore Boaz said to Ruth, do not go to another field.
这是路德所该应该知道的。
And this is something Ruth should know.
她是属于神家里面的人。
Because she was one member of God's household.
她和这个世界应该有个分别。
So she should be separated from the world.
她不再是属于摩亚那个族类的人。
She no longer belonged to the tribe of Moab.
她乃是成为神家里面的人。
Instead, she became a member of God's household.
然后波阿斯又对路德说,
then Boaz said to Ruth one more time,
你若渴了, 你可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
When you're thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw.
用什么在波阿斯的家里面, 这里有丰富的, 有生命的活水。
In Boaz's house, there were, was this living water of life.
这里不仅叫我们得饱足, 在这里叫我们得以解饥渴。
Not only were we satisfied there, but also our thirst would be relieved.
主耶稣曾经对那个撒玛利亚妇人说,
the Lord Jesus once said to this Samaritan woman,
你喝了这地上的水, 你还要再渴。
After you drink the water of the world, you will become thirsty again.
人若喝我所吃的水, 就永远不渴。
But he who drinks the water that I give will never thirst anymore.
因为这水要在你里头成了泉源，直涌到永生。
Because this water will well up in your heart up to eternity.
弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣是我们生命的活水。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is the living water of our life.
凡饥渴了来到他面前就得以解渴。
He who is thirsty, coming to him will be relieved of his thirst.
我们看那天那个撒玛利亚妇人喝了这一口水。
And we see that on that day that Samaritan woman drank this water.
她整个生命改变了。
And all her life was changed.
她把那个打水那个桶子丢掉，她不要了。
Right away, she threw away this bucket that she used to draw water.
她马上出去做见证。
And she went out immediately to testify for the Lord.
告诉人她在这里得到那个生命的活水。
Telling people that she had received this living water.
因为她永远不再渴了。
Because she would never be thirsty anymore.
她有了主就够了。
And she had the Lord, and that's enough.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们在神的家真是尝到这个生命的活水,
now, brothers and sisters, if truly we have tasted this living water in God's house,
我们也真能够说, 够了, 够了。
Then we could really say from our hearts, it is enough.
有你够了。
It is enough with you.
弟兄姊妹, 这是活水, 生命活水的泉源的所在。
So, brothers and sisters, this is where the living water lies.
然后波阿斯继续说,
then Boaz continued to say,
你要常与我使你们在一处。
Stay with my maidservants.
在这里, 路德不再是一个孤单的小女子。
Right here, Ruth was no longer a lonely little woman.
她进到神的家, 进到伯利恒, 在这里有许多的使女。
Right here, she entered into God's house in Bethlehem, where there were so many maidservants.
她在这里有许多同坐肢体的人。
There, she has so many members.
一同工作, 一同服侍。
Working together, serving together.
你要常与我的使女们在一起。
So Boaz said, stay with my maidservants.
用什么,当我们得救以后, 我们需要常常和神的儿女一同聚集。
So brothers and sisters, after we're saved, we need to stay close with God's children.
弟兄姊妹,我想很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
I suppose many brothers and sisters have this kind of experience.
当我们信主以后
，that after we have believed in the Lord，
我们慢慢好像与我们从前那些朋友们好像关系越来越疏远了。
We gradually became more and more aloof to with all other of our previous acquaintances。
因为每一次聚在一起的时候
，because every time when we do get together，
好像没有什么话可以谈了。
It seems there is nothing to talk about。
也许从前你什么话天南地北都可以谈。
Maybe before you just chit-chatted with them concerning any topic.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
信了主以后，
after you believe in the Lord,
好像见到这些人的时候，好像觉得好像是一般的陌生人。
When you again come across these people, they became like foreigners to you.
不知道谈什么才好。
They're just like strangers, and you don't know what to talk about.
也许可以稍微谈一下从前所谈过那些事情。
Maybe you could touch on the topics that you talked about before.
但是讲了几句话，好像你就接不上去了。
But after a few dialogues, it seems that there was nothing to say.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是说明生命进到我们里面来了。
It, brothers and sisters, this experience only tells you that this life now enters into your life.
那个生命的交通对象改变了。
And this object of your fellowship of life has been changed.
生命交通的对内容改变了。
And the contents of the fellowship of your life
has also
been changed. 我们觉得
在谈那些世界上是好像没有多大的味道。
So it doesn't seem any appealing to you anymore about the things in the world.
我们需要和神的儿女一同在那聚集谈论神家的事。
Instead, we would like to come together with God's children and talking about things in God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要常常抓住神给我们每一次的聚会。
So brothers and sisters, make the most of every assembly opportunity that God has given us.
和神的儿女常常有交通。
So we could have more fellowship with God's children.
交通到神在我们每个人身上所做的工作，所经历的各种恩典。
To fellowship on all the work and grace that God has performed in us.
所以希伯来书也劝勉我们说。
Therefore, Hebrews also tells, exhorts us.
所以你们不可停止聚会。
Do not stop meeting.
好像那停止惯的人。
As those who used to not to meet.
你要彼此劝勉。
Exhorting one another.
因为时候不多了。
Because the time is short.
因为他要来就要来了。
The one who's coming will come.
所以弟兄姊妹应该常常和神的百姓、神的儿女一同聚在一起。
So brothers and sisters, that's fellowship with all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
在那里我们可以常常彼此的交通、彼此的鼓励。
There we could exhort one another. There we could have fellowship with one another.
一同在神面前蒙恩典。
And right there we could receive together the grace from God.
这是路德所要开始学习的。
And this is a lesson that Ruth needed to learn.
伯阿斯还对路德说。
And then Boaz said something else to her.
他说：“你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀，愿你满得他的赏赐。
May the Lord reward your work, that your wages be full from the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
他不仅是来到这个伯利恒这个地方。
Not only did Ruth come to Bethlehem,
他更是来到神翅膀的荫庇的底下。
But she even came to the wings of God.
用什么在诗篇里面常常一再提到神的翅膀，神的翅膀。
Brothers and sisters, in the book of Psalm, it often mentions the wings of God.
因为诗篇许多话都是作诗的人生命的一个体会经历。
Because all the words in the Psalm are the experiences of the psalmist.
他们知道什么是神的翅膀。
They knew what the Lord, God's wings were.
因为在这里讲到一个安全、一个受保护的一个地方。
That's a safe place where they could be protected.
诗篇十七篇那里告诉我们
，In Psalm 17 says，
他说：“求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
”May you protect me as you protect the apple of your eyes。
将我隐藏在你的翅膀下。
Hide me under your wings。
叫我脱离那些恶人。
To deliver me from the evil。
弟兄姊妹，神的翅膀是我们受保护的一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, God's wings are the place where we could be protected.
主耶稣说这是一个邪恶的一个世代。
The Lord Jesus says that this is a wicked and evil generation.
因为这个世界是落在恶者的手下。
Because this whole world lays sway under the evil one.
仇敌借着周遭许多环境、许多事物要引诱我们。
Our enemy through all the temptations in the world trying to tempt us.
要我们落到网罗里面。
So that we could fall victim to his snares.
要我们落到罪恶里面。
So that we could fall into sin.
要我们受辖制。
So that we will be confined.
要伤害我们这个属灵的生命。
So that he could hurt our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，什么是我们受保护的地方呢？
So brothers and sisters, where is the place where we could be protected from
all this? 什么是我们安全的所在？
Where is our safe haven?
乃是神的翅膀底下。
It's under the wings of God.
他荫庇我们。
He would shelter us.
这里仇敌摸不着我们。
Where our enemy can never touch us.
这里试探引诱不了我们。
Where the temptation can never allure us.
在这个神的翅膀底下，我们可以脱离那恶者的攻击。
And under His wings, we can be delivered from the attacks of the evil one.
用什么地方是最安全的所在
？So brothers and sisters, where is the safest place you could find?
今天每一个人都在寻找安全的所在。
Today, everyone is looking for a safe dwelling.
但是只有一个地方乃是神的翅膀底下。
But there is only one safe place that is under the wings of God.
乃是在主的里面。
And that is in the Lord.
这是我们受保护的地方。
And that's the exact place where we could be protected.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇九十一篇第一节，他就告诉我们。
So brother and sister, in Psalm 91, we read.
住在至高者的里面，就是住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of His wings.
因为这里是我们一个避难所。
Because this is our refuge.
是我们心灵真正能够得到平静安稳的一个地方。
This is the place where our hearts could really be calm and secure.
我们知道今天世界上充满了许多灾难，许多苦难。
We know this world is full of disasters and all the calamities.
许多的艰难困苦。
All the hardships and headaches.
使人没有真正的一个平安。
So that we do not have real peace.
什么地方是我们平安的所在呢？
And where is the place of peace?
什么地方是我们的避难所？
Where is our shelter?
诗篇九十一篇在那里。继续告诉我们。
And in Psalm 91, it continues to say,
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
You have to take refuge under the wings of God.
他的诚实是我们大小盾牌。
His truthfulness is the buckler and shield for us.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇。
You will be not afraid of the terror by night.
也不怕白日飞的箭。
Nor the flying arrows during the day.
也不怕黑夜的瘟疫。
Nor the pestilence of the darkness.
舞尖灭人的剑
，nor the arrows of the destroyer at noon。
弟兄姊妹，今天世界上充满许多的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, this world is full of all the hardships。
许多的惊怕。
All the terrors。
许多的瘟疫，许多的灾害。
All the disasters and pestilences。
恶人常用挥剑要来攻击我们。
And evil ones often shoot at us with the flying arrows。
弟兄姊妹，只有在神的翅膀底下。
Brothers and sisters。Only under God's wings.
在这里我们可以得到保护，得到荫庇。
And then could we be sheltered and be protected?
在这里是一个风雨中的一个避难所。
This is the shelter in the storm.
每一次我们来到神的保护底下。
Now every time as we come under His protection.
我们里面才有真正的平安。
Then we will have this real peace within us.
所以主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
Therefore the Lord Jesus says, you have tribulation in the world.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
But in me you have peace.
因为这个平安只有在主耶稣基督里面我们才可以得着。
This peace can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的翅膀底下也是一个爱的所在。
And also under the wings of God.Is the place of love.
诗篇三十六篇那里告诉我们。
In Psalm 36, we read.
他说：“神啊，你这慈爱是何等的宝贵。”
God, how precious is your loving kindness.
世人投靠在你的翅膀底下。
That the man of the world take refuge under your wings.
神的翅膀是我们爱的一个所在。
So God's wings is the place of God's love.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要常常学习住在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, let's all learn to live in the Lord.
我们就住在主的爱的里面。
Then we abide in His love.
我们就可以享受他的慈爱。
Then we can enjoy His loving kindness.
我们就更多经历到主实在是这样爱我们。
Then we could even experience more how much He loves us.
为什么当主耶稣最后快要被钉十字架之前
，Brothers and sisters, right before the Lord was about to be crucified.
他在那里。对以色列百姓对着耶路撒冷在那哀哭。
There he mourned for all the Jews in Jerusalem.
因为他多次要聚集以色列百姓，像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
Because so many times he was trying to gather the Israelites, just like a hen trying to gather her young ones.
把他们聚在母鸡的翅膀底下。
Trying to gather brood under the hen's wings.
很可惜，只是他们不愿意。
But it's quite a shame they were not willing.
神要保护他们。
God was trying to protect them.
神要施恩给他们。
God was trying to give them grace.
神要把神的爱赐给他们。
God was trying to give His love to them.
但是他们却拒绝了。
But they refused it all.
主耶稣在那伤痛。
And therefore our Lord was mourning there.
用什么？今天主也常常向我们呼召。
So brother and sister, today our Lord is also calling us.
他像母鸡要把我们这些小鸡系在他翅膀的底下来保护我们。
Like a hen, He's trying to gather us.Under His wings to protect us.
叫我们知道投靠他人是有福的。
So that we would know how blessed we are to take refuge in Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是愿意呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we
willing? 我们感谢神那一天路德。
We thank God that on that day Ruth.
他不是单单跟随婆婆来，拿俄米来到犹大地这个地方。
He was not simply following her mother-in-law to Bethlehem only.
原来他来是来投靠以色列神，
But、
神的翅膀底下。
There she came to take refuge in the God of Israel.To be under the winds of this God.
为什么路德能够对为什么波阿斯像说那么许多恩典的话语呢？
Why is it Boaz has so many gracious words to her?
原来他来到神的翅膀底下。
It's all because she took refuge under God's winds.
所有的恩典都在这里，他得着了。
Because all the grace, dwelling here,
这是路德从来没有想过的
all, which Ruth had never thought of.
他在这里遇见了波阿斯。
And there she met Boaz.
不仅他生命改变了。
Not only her life was changed.
慢慢我们看见波阿斯一切丰富都归给路德了。
And gradually we see that all the abundance that Boaz had was now given to Ruth.
用什么神的翅膀。
Brothers and sisters, the winds of God.
我们实在需要常常来到神的翅膀而荫庇的底下。
Is the place where we often need to seek refuge.
这里才是我们真正该生活的境界。
This is the place we really dwell in.
不仅他来到神的翅膀，他在这里说，你要满得他的赏赐。
Not only did she take refuge under the winds of God, but also Boaz said that, your wages.Be full from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么是赏赐？
Brothers and sisters, what is the reward that the Lord gives?
赏赐和恩典是不一样的。
Reward is different from grace.
赏赐就是一个回报。
Now a reward is a recompense.
路德为不仅在这里得到波阿斯的一点的恩惠，一点的怜悯。
Not only did Ruth receive just a little of grace and mercy from Boaz.
他说你在这里可以满得神的赏赐。
But Boaz said that the Lord will reward you full.
因为波阿斯对他说。
Because Boaz said to her.
因为你还你向你婆婆所行的每一件事情。
Whatever you've done to your mother-in-law.
你怎样离开父母，离开你的本家。
Like how you left your house, your family.
来到这个素不认识的民当中。
That you came to this place where you did not know the people.
这些事情波阿斯都知道了。
And Boaz knew it all.
路德跟随拉俄米来到这个伯利恒这个地方。
Now Ruth followed Naomi coming to this Bethlehem.
是很不容易一件事情。
And this is such a difficult thing for her.
她离开她所熟悉的那个环境。
She left a very familiar environment.
她离开她父母，离开她那些亲戚朋友。
And she left her families, her relatives, and her friends.
她是付上一些代价的。
She had paid a price for all this.
她竟然来到一个素不认识的一个百姓当中。
She came to a people whom she did not know.
这些人对他的态度怎么样，路德完全是不知道的。
She had no idea what kind of attitudes they would.
对的人来说，这是在一个极大一个冒险。
So this is extremely a great risk.
人总是盼望生活在我们熟悉所认识那些朋友当中。
Because we always want to live among friends and that we know of.
而且我们遇到什么困难的话，这些人好像很容易来帮助我们。
So that whenever we have problems, these people will come to our rescue.
但是来到个陌生的地方。
But as she came, as if we go to a strange place,
举目无亲,
where we do not see any familiar faces, when we come across with problems, what do we do?
路德是不是曾经想过这些问题?
Had Ruth ever thought of this?
但是我们感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
她忘记从前那些的环境。
She forgot all her previous circumstances.
她愿意走一条信心的道路。
She was willing to walk in this way of faith.
她愿意离开她最亲近的父母。
She was willing to leave her closest parents.
离开她的本地，离开她父家。
Left her land, left her father's house.
来到神的应许地伯利恒。
She came to Bethlehem, the land of promise.
她所付上这一切代价。
All the price she had paid.
波阿斯全知道。
That Boaz knew it all.
弟兄姊妹，当我们跟随主走这条道路的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as we follow the Lord to walk in His way,
主耶稣说，
The Lord says,
人若不爱我，爱过父母兄弟姐妹，
He who does not love me more than brothers and sisters,
就不能配做我的门徒，
is not worthy of me
as disciples. 恩典是白白就可以得着的。
Brothers and sisters, we know God's grace can be received freely,
但是要得到赏赐，
but to receive this reward,
需要在这一条属灵道路上，我们是需要有所付一些代价的。
We do need to pay a price for it.
我们必须放弃一些我们所喜爱的。
We need to forsake things that we used to love.
我们必须放弃一些我们所曾经爱所爱的一些东西。
We need to let go of the things which we loved before.
我们需要经过许多的艰难。
And we have to go through many trial hardships and headaches.
正如路德他所经过的这一切的道路。
Just as what Ruth went through.
因为拿俄米也曾经告诉他说。
Because Naomi said to her once.
你跟我走是没有前途，是没有盼望的。
You have no hope, no future if you follow me.
你可以回到你的父家。
You can go back to your father's house.
你可以重新再嫁一个丈夫。
You can remarry.
你在那里可以得到更安全的一个保障。
You could have a safe protection there.
你跟这个年老的婆婆走到一个新的地方，有什么期望呢？
But what hope do you have following an elderly mother-in-law to a strange land?
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
路德仍然是拣选拿俄米。
Ruth did choose Naomi.
她仍然拣选跟她回到犹大地区。
She did choose to go back to Judea with her.
她这一切所摆上的波阿斯都知道。
So Boaz knew all that things that Ruth had placed on the line.
在跟随主的道路上。
So brothers and sisters, as we follow the Lord,
我们所经过的每一个道路，所有遭遇，
every encountering that we experience in the way,
因此为服侍主，跟随主，
for the sake of serving the Lord and working for Him,
所受到一些的苦，
all the sufferings that we experience,
所遭遇到一些的委屈，
all the mistreatments we encounter,
甚至需要有一些的摆上一些的代价付上的时候，
are the very prices we have to pay.
在我们来说，当时可能是一个损失。
At that time, they might be a loss for us.
但是我们却愿意这样做。
But we're willing to do so.
弟兄姊妹，也许别人不知道。
Brothers and sisters, maybe others do not know it.
但是感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
我们主完全知道。
Our Lord knows it all.
主知道我们未来走这条道路。
Our Lord knows that in order to walk in this way.
主知道我们拣选他做我们的主，做我们的神。
In order to choose him as our God, as our Lord.
是不容易的。
It's not easy.
是需要背十字架的。
That we need to bear our cross.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
主他全然知道。
God knows it all.
你所遭遇的这些事，人都告诉我了。
Whatever you have experienced, people have told me.
主耶稣全知道我们所遭遇的。
So the Lord Jesus knows it all of all experiences.
我想路德听见这句话的时候，他里面是得到何等的安慰。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of comfort a Ruth would have upon hearing this saying?
也许他只是觉得说我来投靠这个以色列神。
Maybe she thought I just came to take refuge of this God of Israel.
没想到神所赐给他超过他所求所想的。
Little did she know that what the Lord had given her was much more above what she thought and she think.
她所付上，她所摆上的。
Whatever she had put in this journey,
波阿斯全部补偿给她。
Boaz paid it in full to her.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要盼望得到神的赏赐吗？
Brother and sister, today do we want to receive God's reward?
今天我们所遭遇每一件事情，我们知道到那天神都要补偿给我们。
Now, every encountering we face, we know that on that day, God will pay it in full to us.
我们知道保罗他一生跟随主。
We know Paul followed the Lord all his life.
在腓立比书那里告诉我们
，In Philippians we read，
他是忘记背后，努力面前。
He forgets what lies behind him，
向着标杆直跑
，But pressing on toward the goal，
为要得着那从上头来招我们的所得要得的奖赏。
In order to receive that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus，
我们需要忘记背后
，We need to forget what lies behind，
忘记从前所有的。
Forget all things that happened before.
我们向着标杆直跑。
We simply press toward the goal.
我们要得着从那上头来要招我们的得人的奖赏。
In order to receive that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神呼召我们的一个目的。
This is the goal of God's upward calling.
神有一些奖赏要赐给那些愿意来跟随他的人。
Because God does have this reward to be given to those who are willing to follow Him.
神要把他奖赏来赐给那些一生走在这一条道路上的人。
God wants to give the reward to all those who all their lifetime walk in this way.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当波斯那天对路德说了这许多的话。
After Boaz has said all these words to Ruth on that day.
路德实在是一个蒙恩的人。
We know Ruth was such a lady who was highly favored.
从波阿斯口中每一句话发出来的时候
Because every word that was spoken from Boaz's mouth
都是恩典的话语
was the word of grace.
满了恩典，充充满满的恩典
Full of grace.
这是一个曾经在做主底下的一个路德所曾经未想过的事。
This is something that Ruth, who was once cursed by God, never thought of.
原来来投靠耶和华是这样的蒙福的一个人。
That how blessed she became to take refuge under God.
她所摆上的也不过是一点点而已。
Whatever she put forward was just a little.
但是神所赐给她是何其的多。
But how much exceedingly more that God had given back to her.
巴不得路德在这里所表明出来的每一件事情。
So if only everything that Ruth exemplified here
也是我们所要追求的
would also be the very thing that we pursue.
感谢神，我们今天已经进到神的家里面。
Now we give thanks to our God that today we have all entered God's house.
我们已经成为神的儿女。
We have become His children.
我们的确已经来到神的翅膀和荫庇的底下。
Truly we have come under the refuge of His wings.
我们在这里得到保护，得到平安。
And here we've been protected, we receive His peace.
这里是我们患难的避难所。
And here is the shelter of all our afflictions.
我们在这里也多多少少尝到主的爱。
And so many times we have tasted His love.
但是神还有更大赏赐要赐给我们。
But God has a even fuller, greater reward waiting to be given to us.
所以当我们愿意像路德一样。
Only when we'll be willing to be like Ruth.
我们离开父母。
When we're willing to leave our parents, our father's house,
离开我们的本地,
to leave our land,
就像那一天神呼召亚伯兰一样,
just as on that very day God called Abraham,
离开父家本地亲族,
leave your father, leave your land, and leave your relatives,
往神所应许的迦南地而去,
to the very place that God has promised you, the land of Canaan.
神的心意的所在而去,
to the very place where God's heart lies.
当我们来到那个地方, 我们就可以得到神的赏赐。
And when we reach that place, then we will be rewarded in full.
望求神恩待我们。
May God show His grace to us.
巴不得神像每所说的每一句话,
if only everything from God,
我们都能够感受到这是何等恩典。
That we could actually feel, what word of grace this is.
虽然我们是这样不配的一个人。
Although we are so unworthy.
他却这样子恩待我们。
But He has been so gracious to us all.
这样抬举我们。
He has lifted us up.
把我们摆在这样的何等尊贵荣耀地位上。
To place us in such a noble, honorable position.
来承受他一切的丰富。
To receive all His fullness.
求神神神怜悯给我们。
Now, may God show us His mercy and grace to us, brother. Could you say a prayer to conclude today's message?
Please bow your head, let's have a word of prayer. 主，谢谢你恩惠的话语。
Lord, thank you for your gracious word.
更让我们更多的明白主的爱。
So that we now understand more of your love.
虽然我们像我们这样平凡不堪的人。
Although we are so unworthy, so ordinary.
竟然承受主这样大的恩典。
But we have received such a tremendous grace from you.
在我们一生的道路上，你做我们的屏障。
And you have been our reliance in all our lives' way.
在我们的将来，你还也给我们荣耀的盼望。
And also in the future, you have also given us this hope of glory.
谢谢主今天与我们同在。
Lord, we give thanks to you for your presence with us today.
感谢赞美献给主。
We simply offer to you all our thanksgiving and our praises.
祷告侍奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.